Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus came to Jordan one day, and John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And you know, when we come to this table, we can behold something. We can behold the spotlessness of our Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ was the spotless Lamb of God. Moses was told in Egypt he was to take a lamb without blemish. And that lamb was to be slain. And that lamb was to be slain outside the camp. And that blood had to be shed. And the blood had to be put across the lintel and the door. And when the death angel went past, it said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." And you know, our spotless Lamb of God, he was taken outside the camp. And there his blood was shed, that you and I might be free. Behold the spotlessness. But you know, when we look at this, we can behold the sacrifice. What a place, that place called Golgotha. Golgotha means the skull. And we know it as Calvary. But the Latin word for Calvary is the skull. And what a terrible place it was. All the offscouring of the earth was taken and slain at that place called Golgotha. And there the spotless Lamb of God, our Savior, who knew no sin, who did no sin, in that middle tree, bore our sin and our sorrow. He made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. When we come to the table, we can behold his spotlessness. When we come to the table, we behold the sacrifice. But you know, brethren and sisters, one day we're going to sit around another table and we're going to behold his splendor. We're going to see the Savior in all his glory. We're going to look in that face, face to face with Christ my Savior, face to face. What shall it be when in rapture I behold him, Jesus Christ, who died for me? Oh, when we come to the table, we can see his spotlessness, we can see his sacrifice, and we can see his splendor. I'm going to ask one of our brethren if he would give thanks for this bread that speaks of the body that was broken for us. Some brother would lead us in prayer, please.